do, you moron.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, this is Tim Stewart, Giant Straight Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. Oh, we got a little bit to talk about today. We got Malik, well, Chippy, my neighbor. We're going to talk about him with a little bit of a draft profile. We want to talk about how the NFC East seems to be improving daily, while the Giants seem to be floundering at times, and it's one of those things. Is it a cause for concern? No, because the 2023 season is not even over yet. So I'm not going to worry about 2024 until after the last second of the Super Bowl ticks off on Sunday.
Dracosaurus.
Mike Zimmer signs as the defensive coordinator over in Dallas. They interviewed the likes of Wink, Ron Rivera, Mike Zimmer. Dallas is always going all in. All in, especially with their Dak window is closing. They know Jerry knows their time for success is going to be now, and it's always now for Dallas. The problem is Dallas never can pull it off. Dallas can never get over the hump. Dallas is one of those teams that plays well in the regular season, but then just kind of flounders at the end. Sometimes I wish we would do that. Someone asked me that. What would you rather be? The Giants in the doldrums that we have been in for years, or a team like Dallas, who always has this perennial hope to make the Super Bowl, but always ends up in some kind of dismay. And my question, that was a dumb question. It's always like, I would want to be the Dallas Cowboys. I'm thinking to myself, was this guy not thinking clearly? You want to know why he probably wasn't thinking clearly? He didn't have his magic mind, the little green shot, the little bottle of boost of energy, what you just need. If you don't want to keep drinking that coffee, if you want to be productive, if you want to find the elixir that will help you stay focused, it's this little green all-natural shot. I'm on a special diet now because we have some health issues, but we're getting better. And the diet doesn't let me drink coffee right now. So you know what? I don't even really miss the coffee anymore because I have the magic mind. I get my energy, I get my focus from that. So there's no coffee crash. It improves my morning. It gives me a boost of energy. Not this quick boost of energy. It gives me this energy that goes through the day. So I take this little green shot instead of doing four cups of coffee. Well, I can't do the coffee right now, but that's why I'm using it even more and more. Rely less on caffeine. Take out the stress. Take out the anxiety. Become more focused. Understanding that inside this drink is things like matcha, which contains less caffeine than coffee and also contains an additional compound that will help extend the benefits of caffeine by slowing your body's ability to absorb it. Oh my God, how great is that? Anyone that's trying to just stay healthy, anyone just needs the extra shot, don't take those energy drinks. Just take one Magic Mind. I take one in the morning and I'm good all day. Go now, as we speak, right now. I will wait. Get on your computer, magicmind.com/NYGST. Use the offer code NYG20. Again, that's magicmind.com. NYGST, offer code NYG20, and get yourself a little surprise and get yourself healthy. The Giants need to get healthy, and the Giants need to get healthy quickly because I'm tired of spending all my money on these damn season tickets. I'm done. I'm tired of it. I keep thinking of Hudson every time I leave that damn stadium.
Hey, maybe you haven't been keeping up on current events, but we just got our asses kicked, pal.
Every Sunday, it seems to be that way. I want to move forward, and I keep thinking, will the Giants swing at a quarterback? I don't know, because it's just so, I mean, like I said, the anything you hear now is just going to be, it could be misdirection. It could be anything, you know, so the Giants aren't going to come out and tell you, well, we're going to do this. We're going to draft a quarterback. We're going to trade for a quarterback. We're going to go sign a guy. They're going to tell you nothing, because if they did, they wouldn't be that bright. And some of the moves that they have made recently, it doesn't make them look like that bright. But the question is going to be, is one of those quarterbacks going to fall serendipitously? Is the likes of Drake May going to drop? And he's now under the tutelage of Eli Manning. Will someone like Jaden Daniels come down the pike a little bit? Come down the Jersey Turnpike? I'm hoping so. But what if it doesn't happen? I can't sit there and take another offensive line. People be like, well, you have to go up to Joe Alt. Yeah, I've always heard all these offensive linemen we have to get, and the majority of them don't work out for us. I don't know why. They just don't. Then you look at the fact that people will be like, you're going to have to go get a wide receiver. I don't think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be there, to be honest. I still have this weird feeling, this weird suspicion that he is going to go over to the New England Patriots. That's just my feeling. This is my thought process. But then I'm thinking, I'm a big fan of Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm going to tell you that. But then I keep thinking to myself, who would I take at wide receiver then? Do I go, this is a better draft for a wide receiver. I like the big kid out of Florida State. People say you can't take him at six. I agree. But I can take him at 17 if I trade out of that six pick and trade and go back up into later draft and grab Michael Penix Jr. and him as well. But if I don't do that, what am I going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I've seen it before. Won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Welcome to MetLife. I'm talking about Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU, 6 feet, 190 pounds. I wonder, though, and we've talked about this, I don't know how many times, is he college 6 feet, 190, or is he actually that price, actually that size? I've said it before. We've talked about it a million times. I was 6'4", 245 in college. I'm more like 6'1". But that's all right. that's just the way they teach you to measure in college. He was a Biletnikoff Award finalist in 2023. He was all freshman as well over in 2021. Some people say he's the complete package. I love it. So we had one scout I was reading that says Malik Nabers has a complete package of explosive acceleration and strength that will allow him to be a great route runner and physically dominate in a run after catch situation. All right, so why don't we just make him the number one overall pick? Because you don't do that with a wide receiver. You don't do that with a tight end. I think we learned that with Kyle Pitts. Everyone kept telling me, gotta take Kyle Pitts. I said, you don't take a tight end that high. And we know what happened with Kyle. Kyle's still working on his game. Kyle's still working on refining his game. But is he there yet? No, he's not there yet. But if you take a look at Malik, you know, you gotta look at the good. You gotta look at the bad, like we always do. And there you have it. It's the facts of life. I mean, I think he is probably one of the best route runners that I've seen come out of college in a while. And he's a guy that I had an old MG years and years ago, and that thing just never shifted properly. But Malik shifts properly. He understands how to change speed. He's got a gift to basically shifting gears and making him a huge matchup of reliability against some defensive backs. He's a kid that's basically, he's athletic. He is an athletic kid. He truly is. He's got a huge vertical leap. He's got max speed. And it's just one of those things that he's got the total package. His ball skills, I watched him make these types of catches in mid stride effortlessly. And this showcases really his reliability of being a deep ball threat that we haven't seen in years since Odell Beckham. Great awareness, great timing. He's especially good at coming back for underthrown balls. This is if you watch it. Is he a physical wide receiver? He's not going to be a Devontae Smith, but he's not going to be an AJ Brown. I think he's going to be somewhere in between. His after the run catch capabilities, though, and you combine that with his quickness and his lower body strength and how elusive he can be, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be insane it's like Crazy Eddie. Everything's going to be insane once he gets into that open field. And then you combine that, he leaps like a gazelle. He goes up and gets it. He'll go up for the contested catch. Hopefully not like the smooth sounds of Kenny G, but that's what he could do. He is a good package. He's a great package. And like I said, he has flashes and moments of brilliance, especially in his college career so far. And it's that burst. It's that quickness. It's that speed. It helps gain him that separation, especially on guys that are a little bit sticky in coverage. You know, while I'm impressed extensively by his route running ability, it can improve a little bit. He needs to get a little bit more zest in reference to getting off the line. He's not going to be able to burst around players like he does in college, but he is going to be that X factor. He's got to just stay consistent though
with his pass catching ability. He's got to stay consistent with his concentration and his focus. Like I said, he will be a consistent deep threat. There's not a lot not to like about Malik Nabers. There really isn't. Is he going to come in and dominate the NFL scene? I don't know. I mean, I really can't tell you if he's going to come in and dominate the NFL scene, but I do think he's going to come in, and I do think he is going to have an impact to any team that he goes to. If you want to look at some of his inconsistencies in reference to getting the ball in traffic, that's fine. But I really don't want him catching the ball in traffic. If you want to sit there, like I said, the one primary thing he needs to focus on is just getting off the line. Is using other things beyond his natural gifts as speed and quickness. Because like I said, one of the biggest issues that Jalin Hyatt had last year, if you watch, he had a difficulty getting off the line, getting around that defensive back. Because of his size, I thought he was going to be more like a Devontae Smith. And I thought he was going to use his speed and quickness initially to get around the defender, but he seemed to get jammed at the line quite extensively. I don't think that's going to happen to Mr. Napert, but I do think he just needs to expand his repartee, and he can, you know what? He's that guy.
You can't keep me cooped up in here, okay? I am a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
You gotta let the peacock fly, and that's what you gotta do with this kid. I don't want him running short routes. I want him in that deep to intermediate routes. I want him to be that weapon. I want him to be that focus to allow the defenders not to jam that line, not to put stack 7-8 in the box. I want him to be that game changer. The only problem with all this is how good he is and how good he can be and how quick he is and how great his yak is and how he's a high-end athlete and he's got great acceleration. I love it. He's got log speed, and some scouts say he's got true deep speed and very good burst and explosiveness. With all that, if you don't have a quarterback to get him the ball, it means shit. It means nothing. If you don't have a quarterback that can get him the ball, who cares?
Think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here!
Not up in here!
So we can't have that anymore. We need to focus. We need to, if Chicago is truly Caleb Williams bound, go get me Justin Fields. If this porn stash wants to come here, I'm fine with that. If Tannehill wants to come here, I'm okay with that. But we need a professional quarterback in here, or a young athletic quarterback who has a 21st century mentality that can help us get the ball to a playmaker such as Malik Nabers. This, like I said, a lot of times here, this is where wide receivers, tight ends, and everyone else comes to die. We've said that before. We've seen it before. We've seen the good. We've seen the bad. And we've seen what our old buddy can be in reference to Daniel Jones. You're in year 6. It's time. It's time to move on. It's time to move forward. It's time to gain an understanding that you cannot build a 21st century quarterback. You cannot build a 21st century quarterback around an, excuse me, you can't build a 21st century offense around an 18th century quarterback. I'm so excited about Malik Nabers. That's why I can't talk. But it's time, guys. It's time to make something. If you really want to be bold and do something different, go out and get me Justin Fields. Go out and get me Malik Nabers. Go out and do something that will push this team back into the 21st century. Have a 21st century offense. No more of this ground and pound stuff. Ground and pound works if it was 1987 and we were playing against the 87 Bears. Not the 85 Bears, because that was the 40. That's the 46 zone. We can do it. A little housekeeping here, guys. We got the big stream on Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can now follow streams on NewYorkGiantsLive.com. That's NewYorkGiantsLive.com. It's our new website. We also have daily articles written by yours truly. Be kind. Sometimes spell checks doesn't work. Just be kind. I enjoy writing. I enjoy, before I switched to business in college, my first 2 years were, I was a journalism major. So it's fun. It's fun to write. It's fun to write again. I'm finding some more time and opportunity to do some writing. So we have a good article coming up on Saturday. So make sure you look for that, about Eli Manning and why he should be in the Hall of Fame. We did a Kayvon Thibodeau article the other day. I can't remember the other articles that we did. We did one on Daniel Jones. I also got one on the salary cap. posted already exactly what, oh God, about the salary cap. You know, guys, I'm going to start doing all camera work too, because there's just, someone said to me, I wonder what you do when there's that long pause or that long césure. That's me rubbing my head, because I see all these things on Twitter about how we can get like $90 million on the salary cap space. One guy had it where how we can get all this money in the salary cap space and not get rid of anybody. Just a little thought process. You cannot convert an entire player's salary to bonus money. There is a percentage you can convert. Just throwing that out there, guys. Oh, the misconceptions on the salary caps are beyond control. Go read the article on NewYorkGiantsLive.com. Go get yourself some Magic Mind. We'll see you on Sunday. And as always, this is Dennis, New York Giants. Straight talk. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to ring that bell if you want to know why. That'd be awesome.